Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. My name is Daniel Freiberg. I'm the head of Treasury and Financial Risk Management of Eesti Energia. And I would like to welcome and thank you for joining our 2025 first quarter unaudited financial results investor conference call. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Should you have any questions, you may write them in the chat or after the presentation, we are available for a Q&A session. We will be showing the slides on the screen as we go along, but the report together with the presentation is available on our website as well. Starting with slide 3, we present an overview of selected operational metrics compared to the last year's first quarter. The past 12 months have presented a challenging backdrop for the Baltic region, with high market volatility, disruptions in interconnections, and structural shifts in electricity demand. Despite these headwinds, the group's electricity sales remained broadly stable year over year, recording only a marginal decline. A geographical shift in sales is observed. The share of electricity sales in foreign markets increased from 60% to 63%, while sales in Estonia decreased from 40 to 37%. The decline in Estonian sales is mainly attributable to two factors: a milder winter period leading to reduced electricity consumption for heating, and limited capacity on the Estonian-Finnish interconnection cables, constraining Eesti Energia's ability to fully hedge its fixed-price retail contracts and impacting competitiveness against larger peers. To address the structural imbalance between generation and retail portfolios and strengthen internal synergies, Eesti Energia has initiated a voluntary takeover bid for our subsidiary Enefit Green, a strategic step that will be elaborated later in the presentation. Renewable electricity generation, covering wind, solar and cogeneration, continued its upward trend, supported by new park additions. For the second consecutive quarter, more than 50% of total electricity production came from renewable sources, marking a significant milestone in the group's energy transition journey. Fossil-based electricity generation remained relatively flat year over year. It primarily served as a balancing mechanism during lower than expected renewable output and amid outages of the EstLink 2 interconnection, which faced interruptions both in the first half of 2024 and again in December 2024. These fossil-based units play a dual role, contributing to both energy generation and frequency markets, thus functioning as essential strategic reserves in the current volatile market environment. Distribution volumes declined slightly, largely driven by weather-related lower consumption. Further segment-specific details will be provided in the following slides. Turning to slide 4, we present a concise overview of the main financial figures. In Q1 25, Eesti Energia's group sales revenue amounted to 530 million, marking a 6% increase compared to Q1 24. The main growth contributors were the non-renewable electricity and shale oil business segments. Reported EBITDA stood at 122 million, reflecting a 4% decrease year over year. Adjusted EBITDA, excluding the non-monetary impact from long-term power purchase revaluations, is shown in the striped area, which totaled 137 million, remaining broadly flat compared to the same period last year. Further details on the EBITDA breakdown will be presented later. Operating cash flow decreased by 40 million euros, largely due to the normalization of collaterals for the exchanges. In 2024, the group transitioned largely away from exchange-based trading to over-the-counter markets, which released approximately 530 million euros of cash in that was previously tied up as market collateral, thus upshifting the operating cash flow. In Q1 25 and beyond can be considered as a return to normal. Group investments totaled approximately 97 million euros, representing a 42% decrease year over year. This reduction is consistent with our communicated strategy to moderate the pace of new investments and focus on enhancing returns and operational efficiency from existing assets. To cover the markets, we turn to slide number 5. The electricity market price environment in Q1 25 remained broadly comparable to the previous year. For context, in 2022, electricity prices surged due to exceptionally high gas prices, which drove market prices to around 200 euros per megawatt hour and pushed the variable cost of gas-fired power generation to nearly 400 euros per megawatt hour. In many European markets, including Latvia and Lithuania, gas-fired units serve as peak load capacity, meaning gas prices have a direct impact on regional power prices. Over the course of 23 and 24, a decline in gas prices coupled with increased generation capacity contributed to a gradual decrease in electricity prices. However, one of the key structural factors influencing price spreads between Estonia and Finland is the cross-border interconnection capacity. In February 24, an unexpected outage of the S-Link interconnection cable significantly restricted electricity flows between Estonia and Finland. Although the cable was restored in Q3 24, the price spread persisted throughout the year. On the 25th of December in 2024, the S-Link cable failed again, allegedly due to an oil tanker dragging its anchor and damaging the cable infrastructure. The incident is currently under investigation by Finnish, Estonian and European authorities. The cable is expected to be back in operation by August 2025. The black dotted line on the chart shows the development of the clean dark spread, or CDS, for Eesti Energia's dispatchable hybrid power units, which have generally been on a declining trend. Lower electricity prices have pushed the CDS into negative territory, with the exception of Q1 24 and Q1 25. The clean dark spread represents the difference between market electricity prices and the variable cost of thermal generation, with CO2 prices averaging at 60 to 80 euros per ton. Our older pulverized combustion units have become structurally uncompetitive and are now dispatched only under exceptional circumstances. This is fully in line with our strategy to phase out of shale oil-based electricity generation. Despite negative CDS levels, Eesti Energia has managed to achieve an above market average electricity price on the Nord Pool exchange. This is thanks to the flexibility of our newer CFP units, which are capable of co-firing biomass and retard gas and can ramp up quickly to respond to peak hour price spikes. In February 25, the Baltic electricity system formally desynchronized from the Russian BRELL frequency area. While electricity trading with Russia had already ceased, the frequency link remained until then. The full disconnection from the Russian grid increased system independence, but may also contribute to higher market volatility and elevated regional electricity prices going forward, a trend which is already observable in early 2025. Moving to slide 6, we provide an overview of the oil markets. Oil market prices remained relatively stable in Q1 2025, broadly in line with the levels observed in 2024. Liquid fuel prices have been influenced by several external factors, including the economic slowdown in certain regions, reduced output from OPEC Plus, ongoing geopolitical tensions, and more recently, the emergence of trade war risk. To date, these developments have not materially altered the overall liquid fuel price trajectory, with the exception of new tariffs announced early April 25, which could introduce additional long-term volatility. We continue to closely monitor developments in global oil markets with the objective of securing the most advantageous procurement terms for Eesti Energia. Looking ahead, the short-term outlook for oil prices remains highly uncertain given the politicized nature of the commodity and the sensitivity to policy-driven disruptions. On a positive note, approximately 40% of Eesti Energia's 2025 fuel oil sales have already been hedged, effectively mitigating price risk for that portion of volumes. For the unhedged portion, any decline in market oil prices is expected to have a negative impact on revenue, which will be continuously managed in line with a risk mitigation framework. Turning to slide 7, we provide a detailed breakdown of the group's sales revenues and EBITDA. Overall, sales remained relatively stable, posting a slight increase compared to the previous year. Most business segments were flat year over year, with the largest positive contribution from the non-renewable electricity segment, which grew by 18 million euros. Reported EBITDA declined by 4%, with the renewable electricity segment being the only area to record a year-over-year decrease. The underlying drivers behind this will be covered in detail later in the presentation. In contrast, the non-renewable energy segment saw a clear EBITDA improvement, also largely attributable to the increased sales prices and lower CO2 costs. Distribution and sale oil segment profitability remained broadly stable, with no material deviations from the prior year. The other products and services segment also benefited notably from frequency services. In this context, oil shale power plants, wind farms, and the newly commissioned Auvere battery energy storage solution played a vital role in providing frequency reserves and supporting grid stability. Let's begin with a detailed look at the renewable energy and electricity sales segment. This segment includes the results from renewable electricity generation, retail sales, and wholesale energy trading. Renewable electricity generation increased by 11%, primarily driven by new wind parks that commenced operations in 2024. A key contributor was the Sopi-Tootsi wind park, which was connected to the grid in Q4 24. The park comprises 38 wind turbines with a total installed capacity of 255 megawatts and is expected to deliver an annual output of approximately 680 gigawatt hours. Despite the growth in generation, segment sales revenue declined slightly by 1% to 217 million, mainly due to a reduction in retail electricity sales volumes, as previously discussed. Moving to slide 10, we present the development of the renewable generation and electricity sales EBITDA. The solid dark green column in the chart reflects reported EBITDA, while the striped column represents adjusted EBITDA, which excludes the non-monetary impact from the revaluation of long-term power purchase contracts. The most significant impact in the period came from margin pressures. While higher electricity sales prices had a positive effect on the revenue side, it was offset by increased electricity purchasing cost. This was necessary to meet the contractual obligations under Enefit Green's baseload power purchase agreements during periods of insufficient renewable generation. The second largest impact relates to volumes. A negative 11 million euros effect resulted directly from lower retail electricity sales, driven by warmer weather conditions and increased price competition, as mentioned earlier. On the positive side, changes in the fair value of derivatives and PPA agreements had a favorable impact, as market prices moved in our favor. The gain on derivatives also improved year over year, primarily due to higher settlement prices on baseload PPAs compared to Q1 24. The other column in the bridge chart primarily reflects changes in the fair value of derivative instruments where the settlement occurs in future periods. Now, let's continue with the non-renewable electricity generation segment on slide number 12. This segment reflects the performance of non-renewable electricity generation, primarily from oil shale-based power plants. Electricity generation from non-renewable sources increased by 5%, leading to a 22% increase in sales revenue. The increase in production was mainly driven by the need to offset lower than expected renewable generation and the outage of the EstLink 2 interconnection cable, which suffered severe damage in December 24. The EstLink 2 outage resulted in the loss of approximately 650 megawatts of transmission capacity between Estonia and Finland, requiring local dispatchable units to compensate for the shortfall. Looking ahead, the continued build-out of renewable generation capacity in the region is expected to exert downward pressure on electricity prices, further challenging the long-term competitiveness of oil shale-based production. Nevertheless, fossil-based facilities remain essential for Estonia's energy security, currently operating as strategic reserve assets. Actively participating in both the electricity generation and frequency regulation markets. Moving to slide 13, we illustrate the development of non-renewable energy EBITDA. EBITDA for the non-renewable energy segment totaled 31 million in Q1 25, marking a significant increase of 83% year over year. The primary driver was a positive margin impact, stemming from a combination of higher electricity sales prices and lower CO2 costs compared to the previous year. Although the gain on derivatives declined from 9.2 million to 2.8 million, it still contributed positively to EBITDA. Volume growth also supported performance, adding approximately 3 million thanks to higher electricity generation levels. This was partially offset by higher fixed costs, notably in payroll and maintenance, reflecting increased operational needs. The other category contributed a positive 8 million, mainly reflecting the positive residual impact of the National Universal Service Scheme, which was introduced during periods of exceptionally high market electricity prices in recent years. Although this government subsidy has since been discontinued, certain accounting effects remain visible in the reporting period. Moving on to the distribution segment's performance on slide 15. Distribution sales revenue recorded a slight year-over-year increase, primarily supported by a 7% rise in the average distribution tariff. The positive pricing impact was partially offset by a 5% decrease in distributed volumes, driven by lower consumption during the period. Network losses improved marginally, reflecting ongoing efficiency measures in the grid operations. Unplanned outages durations increased, while planned interruptions decreased slightly, indicating a mixed reliability outcome for the quarter. Turning to the next slide, we provide an overview of distribution EBITDA, where we can see a slight increase compared to Q1 2024. The largest positive contributor in the year-over-year comparison was the margin impact, supported by a higher average sales price. On the downside, the segment experienced a negative 3 million euro impact from lower volumes, primarily driven by reduced electricity consumption due to milder winter conditions, as previously highlighted. An additional positive impact of 3 million came from lower fixed costs, mainly related to reduced maintenance activity. However, it's important to note that maintenance costs are expected to increase in the coming quarters as scheduled work progresses. EBITDA for the distribution segment totaled 36.5 million, representing nearly one-third of the group's total EBITDA for the reporting period. And now let's move on to shale oil operations on slide 18. Shale oil sales revenue increased by 18% year-over-year, supported by a 15% increase in sales volumes, despite a 5% decline in production output. The average sales price, excluding derivatives, decreased by 4%, while the price, including derivatives, rose by 2%, highlighting the effectiveness of our new renewed hedging strategy. Under the new hedging approach, the focus has shifted from the traditional swaps to financial options, providing both downside protection and upside potential in a commodity market typically characterized by backwardation. As mentioned earlier, the short-term oil market outlook remains highly unpredictable given its politicized and policy-sensitive nature. On a positive note, approximately 40% of Eesti Energia's 2025 fuel oil sales have already been hedged, minimizing exposure to the market volatility for that portion. For the unhedged portions, any further decline in market oil prices will have a negative impact on the segment's revenue and margins. Moving on to the next slide, we provide an overview of shale oil EBITDA, which has stayed relatively stable year over year. To begin with, the margin impact captures the effect of market prices excluding hedges, as well as changes in variable costs, primarily CO2 emission costs, which declined by 4.5 million compared to the same period last year. This margin impact was partially offset by a positive volume effect, which increased sales volumes, contributing a positive 5 million euros year over year. The gain on derivatives column reflects the settled hedge results for the quarterly sales volumes, delivering a positive 3 million gain compared to the previous year. The other category includes a positive 2 million euro impact from unsettled hedge positions, reflecting changes in the fair value of derivative instruments. The positive impact of settled and unsettled derivatives was partially offset by higher fixed costs, primarily related to inventory accounting adjustments. To cover other products and services, we turn to slide number 20. Sales revenue from other products and services increased by 6% year over year. The strongest contributor was frequency services, which have gained strategic importance following the desynchronization from the Russian grid. These services delivered an additional 6.9 million in EBITDA compared to the same period last year. Overall, EBITDA for the segment rose by 4 million, with performances across heat and gas services showing a mixed outcome. Looking ahead, frequency services are emerging as a key subsegment, given the limited availability of flexible production and storage assets in the region. Such assets are critical for maintaining a stable 50 Hz frequency across the grid on a continuous basis. Moving forward to slide number 21, we'll give an overview of the development from EBITDA to operating cash flow. Changes in working capital were mainly driven by a reduction in oil shale inventories during the reporting period. The combined impact of CO2 allowances and derivative instruments on cash flow was overall positive. The CO2-related cash flow impact was a positive 39 million, consisting of a positive 42 million from the creation of CO2 provisions and a negative 3 million from CO2 prepayments. The impact of non-CO2 derivative transactions was also positive, totaling a positive 16 million, of which a positive 17 million came from electricity-related derivatives, while a negative 2 million stemmed from liquid fuel and gas derivatives. Interest paid during the quarter reflects servicing costs on all outstanding loans and bonds. The group maintains a mix of fixed and floating rate liabilities, which position us to benefit from the ongoing decline in interest rates. Moving on to slide number 22, we compare Q1 25 cash flow to the same period last year. The main factors are similar to those presented on the previous slide, with a few differences. The most significant impact came from derivative transactions, excluding CO2 instruments, which contributed a negative 121 million, almost entirely attributable to electricity derivatives. This large negative impact reflects a return to normal compared to Q1 24, which had an unusually high comparative base due to the release of previously posted collateral. In 2024, ST Energia transitioned from exchange-based trading to over-the-counter markets, allowing us to enter into electricity derivatives without posting collateral. Since a substantial amount of collateral was tied up in 23, the 24 results benefited from its release, making the current period appear significantly lower by comparison. The changes in working capital and CO2-related cash flow impacts remained consistent with the explanations provided on the previous slide. The EBITDA change contributed negatively to cash flow with a negative 5.5 million impact. As a result, operating cash flow declined by 40 million euros year over year. To cover investments, we move to slide 23. Group capital expenditure in Q1 25 decreased by 42%, in line with our strategy on capital efficiency and extracting greater returns from existing assets, combined with timely initiating new developments when financial situation allows us to. As part of this effort, in March 25, ST Energia launched a voluntary takeover bid to acquire 100% of Enefit Green. The goal is to enhance intragroup synergies across generation, retail and trading segments. As of the publication date of this presentation, the takeover bid process remains ongoing, with the final results expected by 14th of May 2025. The overall decline in investments was primarily driven by lower capital spending on renewable energy developments, with only final stage expenditures continuing for the Kelme and Sopi-Tootsi wind farms. The distribution network remains a key area of investment, with 29 million allocated in Q1. A substantial portion was directed towards facilitating new grid connections for solar and wind producers, as well as enhancing network reliability and resilience. Investments in the Enefit 280 shale oil plant remained stable at approximately 30 million euros, and the plant is scheduled for completion in 2025. It is expected to increase annual shale oil production capacity up to 700,000 metric tons. It also plays a strategic role in transitioning Eesti Energia's liquid fuels business towards a chemical feedstock production. Turning to slide number 24, we provide an overview of the group's liquidity position. As of the end of Q1 25, the group's cash position stood at 477 million euros, representing an increase of 8 million euros compared to Q1 24. It is important to note that this figure includes short-term deposits, which are accounted for within the group's total cash and cash equivalents. In addition to the cash reserves, the group had access to 465 million euros in available credit facilities, out of which 300 million in revolving credit facilities and 165 million in long-term loan agreements. This strong liquidity position provides a solid foundation for operational resilience and strategic flexibility going forward. On slide 25, there is an overview of the group's leverage ratios and debt repayment profile. The net debt to EBITDA ratio of the group has decreased to 2.9 times from the previous 3.0 times. Should the voluntary takeover of Enefit Green finalize positively, we estimate the short-term net debt to EBITDA ratio to increase up to 4 times for the half year of 25, resulting in a level higher than set out in Eesti Energia's financial policy long-term target of up to 3.5 times. To mitigate the temporary increase and to pave the path towards restoring the policy target, first, we received formal covenant relaxations consents from all of our lenders that will give us enough headroom to safely execute the potential takeover. And we're working on internal efficiencies for increasing profits without incurring additional debt in material amounts and timing our capex plans in line with the group's financial capabilities. Post Enefit Green voluntary takeover announcement, we received two credit rating adjustments, resulting in one rating downgrade and two outlook revisions, mainly explained by higher net leverage compared to profits. Currently, active ratings are as follows. We have a Baa3 from Moody's with a negative outlook, and a BB plus from S&P, also with a negative outlook. After the publication of updated ratings, we have not experienced, nor do we expect, any material impact on the group's financial situation or performance. And we continue our efforts towards having at least two investment grade ratings. Turning to slide 26, the outlook for 25 remains positive. For 2025, the management expects a slight increase in both sales revenue and EBITDA, supported by the performance of our existing renewable and non-renewable asset base, as well as continued strong participation in the frequency market. Frequency services will remain a key revenue driver, leveraging our wind farms, oil shale power plants, and the operational battery energy storage system. Capital expenditure is expected to decline significantly compared to 24, as several large-scale investment projects near completion. The focus will remain on finalizing the NFE 282 plant and unfinished renewable parks, also upgrading the electricity distribution network. And to conclude today's presentation, we turn to the last slide, number 27. The group overall delivered a solid and stable revenue performance in Q1 25. EBITDA declined by 4%, primarily due to lower margins and volumes in the renewable generation and electricity sales segments, which were partially offset by stronger results from the non-renewable energy segment. The quarter concluded with a stable net profit of 137 million euros. Going forward, our focus remains on strengthening the performance of existing operations and improving EBITDA through enhanced efficiency, while continuing to invest in affordable renewable energy solutions in line with the group's long-term strategic goals. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our today's presentation, and we are happy to take any of your questions. So please write them in the chat or use the raise hand function.